So before I get into this video, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to subscribe on BitChute and Rumble. On BitChute, I am the Realist Philosopher, and also on Rumble, I am the Realist Philosopher. No spaces in between the words that represent my name. So just go to Rumble or BitChute, type in the Realist Philosopher, and follow me there. Also, if you really like my content and you'd like to support it, you can subscribe and donate on Subscribestar and Patreon. On Patreon, I am The Realist Philosopher. Same deal with Rumble and BitChute, no spaces. And on Subscribestar, I am just The Realist, also no spaces. So if you go there, Subscribestar, Patreon, make a donation, I'd really appreciate it, and I could really use your help. Okay, back to the story. From the Sun. Yeah, Finland Prime Minister Sanna Marin is seen grinding on Mystery Man in new video after denying she was on drugs in a twerking clip. This is great. This is great. It's what happens when you give women power. Anybody ever seen a video of Donald Trump twerking? I mean, I know he does that little fucking stupid dance, but, you know, he's just being kitschy. But he's not up there trying to break dance or some shit, or twerk. This bitch, she's twerking, she's grinding on dudes that ain't her husband, she's doing drugs, she's acting very non-prime ministerial. Yeah, let's get women power! Yeah! Because, you know, my patriarchy men have been in charge for too long. We need to get women power and see what happens. Because, you know, if there was women in power, there'd be no wars. Yeah, right. Whatever. And there's a video. Do I want to watch this? Yeah. Okay, so here's the Prime Minister of Finland. Lovely lady, huh? 36 years old. I don't think she has any kids. She is married, though, since age of 34, I believe. And for some reason, the prime minister of an entire country is out in some fucking club grinding with some strange dude, probably her side dude, the guy that actually gets her off as opposed to her, beta orbiter hubby that she married because, you know, I need a good, kind, upstanding man with a good reputation to be my arm candy now that I've become the prime minister of an entire fucking country. Lovely. So let's check out this video, huh? So as you just saw, this prime minister lady doesn't know what decorum means. She doesn't seem to realize that being the prime minister of an entire country means that you don't get to go out in public and act like a slut, especially when you're married. But she doesn't get that. Well, it's perfectly okay for me to go out, shake my ass in public, make a spectacle of myself in front of the entire fucking world because, you know, hey, I'm a strong, empowered woman. And this is actually me making a political statement about the freedom of women and how we're not going to be constrained by your limited, closed-minded thinking. Oh, yeah. To hell with traditionalism. You do understand that men, they would act very differently. They would embrace decorum and they would act appropriately and be restrained, at least in public. To hell with that. To hell with that. I just want to have fun! Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you shouldn't be the prime minister then, because last I checked, that's not a fun job. So Finland's under-fire prime minister has been filmed grinding on a man a day after she was forced to deny she was on drugs. Sanna Marin, 36, dubbed the coolest politician in the world. Yeah, coolest politician. So she's a decent-looking chick. I wonder who said that. Due to her relaxed style of leadership. Relaxed leader. Yeah. I guess you can be relaxed when other countries are paying for your military. when America and other European countries are flipping the bill, you know, yeah, I can be relaxed then. Ooh, yeah, that's great. Was recently captured twerking at a wild party with a group of pals. What party? It's a private party? It looked like a club to me. Looked like she was in a public club, just some rando dude. I doubt he was rando, though. She probably knew him. That's her side dude, right? Yeah. Maybe the hubby even knows about it. Maybe the hubby's okay with it. Maybe they have a polyamorous relationship. Who knows? Look at that. Horrible picture, by the way. Pixelated as all get out. But look at that. She's got her lips. She's kissing on his face. That's not her husband, by the way. Greg. Oh, but Trump is evil because, you know, mean tweets. But this chick cheating on her husband in public. Yeah, that's fine. He's just a man. He's an evil man, so cheating on him is perfectly okay. And it's justified because, meh, 10 billion years of oppression. Lovely. Yeah, some random guy. We don't know how random he actually is. Look at this. There she is again. Yeah. And he's got his arms around her. Yeah. Her tits are squashed up against his chest. Yeah. Lovely. Look at this. Look at this. My God. Yeah. I wonder why she's denying that she was on drugs. I mean, eh. Wouldn't that just make her cooler in the eyes of her constituents that already think she's so cool? I mean, I doubt that she could do anything that would make them upset at this point. So there she is. What the fuck? What is this? It's just a blazer. Like a business jacket, but is there anything on underneath? What the fuck? So she's wearing this weird looking fucking necklace, probably solid gold, of course. Yeah. Oppressed female that she is. 24 karat gold fucking jewelry all over her. Yeah. You're so oppressed. There's no bra! There's no shirt! It's just a jacket! What the fuck? Now, I know nobody wants to see Donald Trump walking around half naked, but come on. The Donald Trump, could you imagine what the left would do if Donald Trump just came out smeared with ketchup and mustard from his most recent fucking meal at McDonald's, and he ate like 4 Big Macs, and he's just wearing this blazer, and there's no shirt on or no tie, it's just his big belly pushing out the fucking blazer and all that fucking chest hair visible. Can you imagine what would happen? The left would freak out. CNN would explode. Oh, but this broad, that's okay. That's okay. She's aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, so you know, that's all right. What happened to equality, people? Huh? I thought you wanted equality between men and women. I mean, you didn't have a problem with this. You shouldn't have a problem with Trump maybe wanting to walk around without a shirt on either, right? Oh, no. Trump is disgusting. He's 80. He's almost 80 years old, and he's fat and pudgy and, you know. He's probably covered with boils, says the lefties. Yeah, that's how they envision him because they hate him so much. Well, I don't want to see that. Oh, so it's okay if you want to see it. Oh, I see. Relative morality. Great, 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 great. Double standards, too. Lovely, lovely. Yeah. She's not even wearing a shirt. That's crazy. Marin 36 is one of the world's youngest heads of government. Bad idea. Women should wait until they're hideous to get into politics. Okay? Then they won't do this. Wear just a fucking blazer with no bra and no shirt. That is just unbelievable. And she's the head of state. Why didn't anybody say anything about this? How inappropriate that is. Oh, well, yeah, she's a hot-looking broad. Yeah, she's not bad-looking. I'll give her that. So in the newer video, reportedly filmed earlier this month, the Finnish PM, isn't this the country that has the all-female government, is the all-feminist government? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. One of the world's youngest heads of government can be seen dancing intimately with an unknown man in a nightclub. Of course, the lefties would say, that's not intimate. Yeah, maybe to them. Looked pretty intimate to me. The man has his arms around the PM, touching her lower back with his lips close to her neck. They were on her neck, and her lips were on his face. It isn't clear if he is kissing Marin, who married husband Marcus Rakkonen. What? Rake Conan? I don't know. I'm sure I butchered that. In 2020, or whispering to her. Couldn't he be doing both? One doesn't automatically exclude the other. Yeah, not her husband. Big shocker. On Friday, Finnish newspaper Saiska alleged that a visibly drunk Marin and several friends pulled up to the Titeri nightclub in Helsinki. How the hell does a Finnish prime minister of a country just walk around without guards? I mean, do you think she had guards with her? It doesn't sound like it. She's just going into clubs. Do you imagine Trump with no fucking security, no guards, going into a fucking nightclub and boogieing down and scarfing down McDonald's food as he gets drunk in public? The left would go nuts. Oh, but this is okay. Well, she's one of us. That's all right. We only call people on this, foul behavior when we don't like them. Then it's foul. When we do it, it's okay. Yeah. So she's visibly drunk. Several friends. Terry nightclub in Helsinki. On the night of August 6th. Lovely. There they party with a group, including Finnish pop star Alma, until 4:30 a.m.? Does this woman work? I mean, Trump. He's working all the time. Holy shit, that guy worked a lot. This chick? How do you run a country and stay up till 4:30 in the fucking morning? I get up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm in bed by 8 or 9. What the fuck? Well, you're old, realist. I'm not that much old. Well, okay, I'm a lot older than her, but still. What the fuck? She's very irresponsible. 4:30 in the morning? Does she think she's still a college student, I guess? Witnesses told the paper that Marin, who was married with a four-year-old... Four-year-old? Didn't she marry her husband 2 years ago? So is the baby even... Oh, my God, was she a single mom? What's going on here? Did they elect a single mom? She married the husband 2 years ago, so the child's a bastard. Is the child her husband's child? Did he knock her up before they got married? And then after the kid was, like, around a couple of years, then they got married? Or is this another dude's child? You know what that means, if that's the case. This dude that she married is a mega simp. Mega simp! So, not surprising, she would cheat on him. But anyway, witnesses told the paper that Miranda was married with a four-year-old daughter. How? Where's the husband? By the way, he's a mega simp regardless of whether or not he's the father of that fucking child. He's letting his wife go out on a girl's night out and stay up until 4:30 in the fucking morning? I'd have divorce papers, yo! You've been where? Doing what? Divorce time, bitch! But this fucking guy, no, it's okay. Because she's so hot and she's so wonderful and she's the PM, I don't want to lose her, so I'll let her do whatever the fuck she wants. Yeah, that's why she's grinding on this other dude. Because you let her do whatever the fuck she wants, you big pussy. So she was seen flirting with several different men. Wow. So she's got more than one meat sausage on the side. That's interesting. So Santa danced intimately with at least three different men. Isn't that cheating? What the fuck? I'm sorry, but if you're grinding your nether regions on another fucking dude, you're cheating on your husband. That's cheating. Low-level cheating. That's not cheating, realist. Cheating is when, intercourse occurs. No. That's not when the betrayal begins, you leftist pinheads, you. She also sat on the laps of two... See, I called it. Nether regions. Grinding, touching other dudes. She sat on the laps of two different men, and she's a married woman. And she's the prime minister. So she's got an image to uphold. Well, that's her image, right? She's the cool prime minister. What the hell kind of country is Finland? I guess it is a feminist fucking paradise. Full of degenerate scum who can do whatever they want. It doesn't fucking sully their image. She placed her hand next to one man, and he held her gently by the arm. Oh, God. Oh, but Trump is evil. Oh, yeah, because he just said Rosie O'Donnell was fat. Oh, well, can't have that. How dare you say a fat person is fat? You're evil. Oh, she's fucking other guys. And she's in public shaming her husband. Oh, that's no big deal. No big deal. Yeah. Footage from the night reportedly captures several bystanders commenting on her behavior. Yeah, but it's okay because she's cool, right? She's a female. She can do whatever she wants. The prime minister can't be in that condition, one clubber reportedly said. Oh, but she can. She's got to break those stereotypes, right? That stereotype of a leader of an entire fucking nation comporting themselves in a professional manner. Oh, no. That's a stereotype. That's a stigmatization of women. That's got to go. Now, if it's a male leader, no. He's got to behave. But female, nah. We can't hold them to any standards. No accountability for her, because, you know, she's been a slave for a gazillion years. Well, she's 36, but supposedly her ancestors were enslaved by men, somehow. They can't explain how, but anyway, another replied, "Oh my God, she's in a shocking state." Well, a third asked if any other country's prime minister would behave in such a way. They will. Yeah, you keep electing these young broads. This is what you're going to get. Oh my God. So the son approached Marin's office for comment. Yeah, good luck. This video comes after footage believed to have been filmed earlier on the same night showed Marin with a host of Finnish celebs dancing, singing, and drinking with pals in an apartment. What does she think? She's like a fucking influencer on Instagram or some shit? What does she think? She's on OnlyFans? Well, that's her retirement plan. That's her retirement plan. I don't know how many fucking viewers, how much money she thinks she's going to make on OnlyFans. By the time she gets out of fucking office, she'll probably be 40. Who wants to see that? Again, I'll give it to her. She's not a bad-looking broad, but for 36 anyway. A four-year-old kid. Jesus Christ. This is not the way a mother of a four-year-old acts, okay? Especially when she's the prime minister. Yeah, and she was singing and drinking with pals in an apartment. Pals? Where's her entourage? Where are her bodyguards? At one stage, someone off camera refers to Powder Gang, seen as alluding to cocaine, although Marin has strenuously denied using drugs at the bash. Yeah. I'd love to have her give a urine sample. Other social media users have said the partygoer was more likely referring to a popular Finnish alcoholic drink, so she's just a lush, which sounds similar in Finnish to Powder Gang. I know that's bullshit. Somebody making shit up, running interference. She has defended her behavior and insists she has nothing to hide. I don't believe that. Adding that she resents the fact that footage of her in a private space has been leaked. What private? Yeah, yo, I'm in some friend's apartment. It's a fucking party with a lot of people, yo. You shouldn't be there in the first place at a party where people are doing drugs and getting drunk and grinding on each other. It's totally, completely inappropriate. You have to comport yourself as if you were in public at all fucking times. How do I know this and she doesn't? I'm disappointed it has become public. Oh, I bet you are. Oh, I bet you are disappointed it became public. I spent the evening with friends, partied pretty wild, yes, and danced and sang. Yeah, your husband wasn't around then either, was he? Where's your fucking husband? He's staying at home with your fucking kid. Why are you going out and fucking partying? This guy must be some simp. She added, I've not used drugs myself, anything other than alcohol. Alcohol's a drug, isn't it? Last I checked, but hey. I've danced, sung, and partied and done perfectly legal things. What? I don't understand. So if it's legal, it's okay. I go fuck other guys and that's okay, you know? I mean, I'm the prime minister of a country, cheating on my husband in public, you know? Acting inappropriately, grinding on other dudes, even though I have an image to uphold and I represent my entire fucking country. But I can't control myself. Because, you know, it's okay to do it because it's legal. I've also not been in a situation where I would know that others are doing it that way. What? Good Lord. She's like a child. This is a perfect example of why women can't be empowered. They're like little fucking children. And especially good-looking broads. She hasn't been red-pilled yet. She has a husband and some simp dude taking care of her and a daughter. She'll never get red-pilled. That guy's not going anywhere. If he's wanting to stick around for this, he's going to stick around till the end. Even though he should have already divorced her ass. Is she going to get red-pilled? I don't think so. But she's not going to be happy either, unfortunately. Acting this way. Actions have consequences, sweetheart, whether you know it or not. Yeah, but look at the way she's acting. Ugh. Yeah. These are horrible pictures, by the way. Fuck. There she is. Yeah. She dresses horribly. What is that? She's just wearing a t-shirt and a skirt? That's just like a t-shirt. That's like an undershirt. Is that even a t-shirt? That's like what you would wear under a t-shirt. That's like an undershirt. Where's your suit, bitch? What about equality? Leaders of countries wear fucking pantsuits and shit and ties. No. That's a stereotype. I don't want to be held to any standards. Oh, there she is with the husband. So he looks, wow. Okay, he looks simpy as hell. And look at the facial hair. He's only got facial hair along like his chin line, his jawline. He can't even grow a proper beard. Yeah. And look at that picture. She's not looking at him. She can't look him in the eye. She's ashamed of him. She's ashamed to be with him. She finds him disgusting. She's trying to smile, but really, she doesn't even like him. She's not even looking at him. Yeah. According to the reports, Marin said the videos were filmed a couple of weeks ago, and the evening had been spent in two separate flats with about 20 people, and the group also went to two bars. Jesus Christ. She's a fucking lush. I think she's just prime minister so that she can fund her degenerate lifestyle. The pay's good. I'll work whatever hours I want to work. Yeah. Surprised fucking Finland hasn't been invaded yet by fucking Russia or some shit. Oh, Jesus. The politician also said she was willing to take a drug test. Yeah, it's already been... She's waited. She waited like 30 days to say that or something. I'm willing to take a drug test. Yeah, meanwhile, she's got a friend waiting in the bathroom to piss in a cup for her. And the friend will sneak out of a fucking, air vent or some shit. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you're willing to give a fucking urine sample. Yeah, right. She's already got somebody else's urine in her purse and a little cup. just in case. Okay, so Finnish paper Iltalehti has reported, I'm sure I butchered that, Murren had canceled her August holiday previously, meaning she was supposed to be on call around the clock. Nah, she don't feel like being on call and make important decisions on the night the videos were filmed. This isn't the first time Marin's supposedly wild behavior has got her into trouble. Seems like she's shirking her duties. She's supposed to be on call 24 hours a day, and she's out getting drunk and dancing with strange dudes and grinding on their laps and shit. Yet another reason why you don't elect women into powerful positions. She was forced to apologize last year for going clubbing at 4 a.m. despite having been in contact with a minister who had tested positive for COVID. Contact? I wonder what kind of contact that was. Marin attended dinner and drinks just hours after being in contact with her infected foreign minister, claiming she was told she didn't have to isolate herself. She was fully vaccinated. But don't people who are vaccinated, aren't they still able to spread the faux virus, the fake virus? Isn't that true of any virus? However, she later said she missed a text message advising her to isolate because she didn't have her government phone on her at the time. Huh? Didn't have her government phone? What? She's the prime minister. What if you get nuked? Don't you have the codes? Don't you have the nuclear codes? What if you get invaded? What if you get nuked? What if North Korea decided to bomb the fuck out of you? What if Russia said, we're tired of your bullshit, bitch. We're going to invade you because you're weak. And we know you're probably out fucking partying. So you're not going to be able to respond in kind when we nuke your fucking ass. Oh, this is fucking great. She can't be bothered to be on call. And she can't bother to be a mother either. And she's got her simp husband staying home with her kids. That's okay. That's okay. She's a woman. No need to be on call as the leader of an entire fucking nation. Oh, in October 2020, a year after she was elected prime minister, she appeared in an interview for Lifestyle Magazine. Elected in 2020. Ay, ay, ay. Wedding day in 2020. But when did she marry him before or after she became prime minister? I don't know. Anyhow, the story continues. In October 2020, a year after she was elected prime minister, she appeared in an interview for Lifestyle Magazine Trendy wearing a blazer with nothing underneath. Yeah, we just looked at that picture earlier. That's insane. Insane. Can you imagine... Can you imagine somebody claiming that they're not privileged and that they're somehow fucking oppressed when they can walk around with just a jacket on, opened up and, you know, like 1 inch away from the nipples popping out and no shirt, and nobody says nothing. And she's the prime minister of a country. So much more is expected of her in regards to professionalism and decorum. No consequences. But she claims she's part of an oppressed class. Yeah, fuck off. However, her supporters claim she is being smeared because of her anti-Russia stance. Yeah, because the whole world loves fucking Russia right now, right? Yeah. In an attempt by Putin to undermine his Western neighbor. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that's it. I'm sure her horrible behavior has nothing to do with why she's being attacked. Finland, which shares a 1,340-kilometer land border with Russia, is in the process of joining NATO, a move which has infuriated Moscow. Yeah, well, she'll be able to go out and party more. The EU government will watch out for me. I can get drunk more. German newspaper Bild in a piece dubbing Marin the coolest politician in the world. Oh, God. So we have more of this to look forward to in other countries. Great. She's the most important politician in her country. Yeah. So she shouldn't be, going out and, grinding on other dudes at 4 a.m. Has to lead it through one of the most dangerous crises of her time because of the warlike activity of her neighbor, Russia. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Russia's to blame for everything. And still finds time to celebrate. See? They're trying to turn her horrible behavior, her very unprofessional behavior, into some kind of positive. She finds time to celebrate. Yeah, because she's not doing her fucking job. It's real easy to find time to celebrate when you don't work. Casual, modern, and self-confident. Oh, yeah, casual is a good thing when you're the leader of a nation and you got the nuclear codes, right? Yeah. Didn't they say that those same qualities about Trump made him the worst possible candidate? He didn't take it serious, and he's got the nuclear codes. He could kill us all, but with this woman, it's okay. That's okay. That's how politics can work. Marin stands for the cool generation. Does she? Does she really? Anybody out there think she's all that cool? Ignoring her family? Ignoring her baby? Ignoring her husband? Going out and grinding on rando dudes at 4 a.m. at her age? Acting like a child? Which Putin definitely doesn't like. Oh, Putin doesn't like her, huh? Yeah. Well, I'm sure of that. She's a big, fucking gigantic feminist. I can guarantee he doesn't like her. He also views her as weak, which she is. That's great. That's great. This is what we have to look forward to in the West. More and more European countries electing leaders like this broad, who doesn't have the good sense to wear anything but a t-shirt or a fucking jacket with no shirt underneath, because, yeah, that's cool. And I want people to be distracted by my chest and my cleavage so they don't ask me any serious questions, because I can't answer serious questions, because, I'm just here for aesthetic's sake. I'm just here to make a political statement. I'm just here because I'm a female, a feminist, and I have all the right talking points, and I say all the right things that the leftoids love. So, and I'm just here to represent the sisterhood. I don't have any real talents, any real skills. Look at my tits. So there you go, we have more of this to look forward to. Dopey, dumb broads that are decent looking and oftentimes not so decent looking. Look at who's leading Germany, getting into office and destroying their countries. Lovely. So let me know what you think of this story. Is this a perfect example of female empowerment? The sisterhood crushing the evil patriarchy? it's crushing something. Or is this a terrible example of what happens when women get into power? And does it foreshadow nothing more than suffering and woe for the future of the Western world? Let me know what you think in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute and my Rumble channels. You will find me on both of those sites under the name The Realist Philosopher. We have no spaces. That's The Realist Philosopher. Follow me on both BitChute and Rumble. And again, if you really like and appreciate my content, consider contributing to my Patreon or my Subscribestar. My name on Patreon is The Realist Philosopher. Also no spaces, I think. And on Subscribestar, it's just The Realist. I could really use your help.